Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Ron Jaworski joins us here on 95.7 The Game. When I think Eagles, when I think Philadelphia, I think Ron Jaworski. We're thrilled to have him back with us. We usually like to tap into him whenever we got ourselves a trip to or return trip from Philadelphia going on, and we've got that today here on Damon Ratto and Kolsky with John Dickinson filling in. Ron Jaworski, how are you, sir? It's always a pleasure to talk to you.
Gentlemen, great being with you. Looking forward to an awesome game on Sunday afternoon between the Eagles and the 49ers. It should be a fun one.
Jalen Hurts is making his sixth NFL start, and I got to tell you, early returns are very, very positive. I think this guy belongs in the league and doesn't need to quickly be replaced. Did you feel that way originally? Are you coming around to that? He looks like he's got the goods.
No, I've always liked Jalen Hurts. In fact, I was not surprised when he was drafted by the Eagles in the second round 2 years ago. I thought it was a wise choice at that time, even though Carson Wentz was an established quarterback in Philadelphia. Now, he didn't play great last year. He had a couple good games and a couple mediocre games, so the jury was still out how he would adapt to the NFL. But based on what he did in Atlanta last week, I saw a quantum improvement in Jalen Hurts. And you got to give a lot of credit to the Eagles' offensive scheme. It was well-designed for a young, inexperienced quarterback. He threw seven screens, completed all seven of them. He threw nine passes off play action, which gave him a defined read. He completed eight of them. And he had the bootleg game, the movement game, was designed for his athletic ability. So I think the coaching staff did a really good job setting him up for success. And, you know, last year he completed 52% of his passes in those four games he played. You know, against Atlanta, 77%. He was much more accurate. So you can see a much more comfortable pocket when you consider he now had an off season. He had a training camp. He had preseason games. He certainly benefited from that.
And is this a testament to Philadelphia buying into Sirianni being a new guy who might know what he's doing?
Well, I think the knee-jerk reaction would be yes after game one. But we all realize, in fact, I've always said, I don't like to make an evaluation until at least four games are played in each NFL season because, you know, the Eagles played a junior varsity team last week. Atlanta was dreadful. They don't have much talent. The Eagles, you know, offensive line just wore them down. Then the Eagles' defensive line just got the pressure on Matt Ryan. They really didn't have much of a chance after that first quarter. Atlanta hung in there for a while, but they're a team that's really in transition. And the one thing about the Eagles, and I would say the same thing about the 49ers, I give like John Lynch a lot of credit for how he's built the football team, like I give Howie Roseman building the Eagles, is they believe in winning at the line of scrimmage. You know, you look at the 49ers' defensive line, outstanding. Offensive line, outstanding. You look at the Eagles, you know, last year decimated by injuries. This year they're healthy. Their offensive and defense line are outstanding. So these teams, to a certain degree, are kind of mirror images of each other.
If you don't like to make judgments until you've seen everybody play about four times, what did you see on Sunday that you think you can bank on when you get to week five? What jumped out at you that you think is permanent about the Eagles?
I thought it was a very simple offense and a simple defense. You know, when you watch the game, it's hard to tell. But, you know, I still have that wonk in me that wants to watch the tape, and I do get the tape. And with today's computerization, you know, first thing I did Monday morning was get up and look at the tape on my computer. That's the all 22, 11 on 11. And I thought the Eagles were very simple in what they did. They only blitzed three times against Atlanta. They went with their four-man rush. The offensive game plan was pretty simple. They used an offensive line in the power running game, and they did have some zone read options in there, which Hurts executed very well. But, with a new coach and new coaching staff, I thought it was a really wise move. So I think you could count on more of that. It wasn't a gimmick and gadget style of offense. It was a basic offense. They didn't run a whole lot of variable plays on offense or defense. It was a four-man rush on defense. They played some single high safety and some double, and they really didn't blitz a whole lot, like I said earlier. So it was a more of an execution style of game plan on each side of the football. And I expect to see the same against the 49ers.
Ron, the 49ers got more bad news earlier this afternoon. In addition to the loss of Raheem Mostert and Jason Verrett, they've also lost Dre Greenlaw, one of their real good linebackers next to Fred Warner, on that defense for 4 to 8 weeks, as he's going to have surgery on that groin. When you just add up those three losses, I mean, how much are the 49ers losing, for a team with championship aspirations?
Yeah, I'm sure it's very frustrating. You know, after last year, they were decimated by injuries as well. So, you know, boy, you got to think we had enough last year, and it continues to be the bugaboo this year. But, you know, hey, Elijah Mitchell stepped in and had a heck of a game. You know, here's a guy, sixth round draft choice, probably didn't expect to see a whole lot of playing time, and rushes for over 100 yards, albeit the Detroit Lions are an NFL football team. And in this game, they're going to need Elijah Mitchell to make a contribution. They're going to have to run the football, keep this Eagles defense and defensive line in particular honest, and they'll run the football. One of the things I've seen historically from the Eagles offense when Fletcher Cox goes out of the game, teams run the football on this Eagle defense. So the substitutions will be critical in this game. But back to the Niner defense, like I said, it was kind of vanilla last week as well, which sometimes is always that way, you know, the first game of the season. But when you start losing, you know, your linebacking core, and there's no doubt that Greenlaw is a very good football player, you lose guys like that, they start to add up, and they hurt you.
Ron Jaworski here on 95.7 The Game. So if you want at least 4 weeks before you start evaluating teams, Ron, I'm guessing that you want more than four plays before you start evaluating quarterbacks.
I'd like to see a few more throws. But
not to get into the...
You know, hey, I'm a guy that, you know, you see the physical talent of Trey Lance. I mean, that's not even a question. And I think as we move along in the season, you'll see, you know, his workload enhance as he learns more of the offense and becomes more learned in what the 49ers want to do. And that's really the key in what Kyle Shanahan wants to do, and understands better the strengths and weaknesses of Trey Lance.
I just wanted to pick your brain a little bit about just the situation. We can't really compare the player right now to what Garoppolo doesn't do, but the situation that Kyle Shanahan has, it feels like no coach would really want that, but Shanahan's trying to fold it in and find the best possible way to bake this I've got two quarterback cake. Any predictions on what that might look like?
Yeah, I think down the road, if I make a projection, I think eventually Trey Lance will be the starting quarterback. Now, that may be six games, and maybe, you know, late in the season, maybe next year, but I think eventually he will be the starting quarterback for the San Francisco 49ers. And Jimmy Garoppolo, who I think is a still very, very solid football player, and 2 years ago was really, you know, one Kansas City big play away from being a Super Bowl champion. You know, he can guide an offense, and he's a good fit for what Kyle Shanahan wants to do with this offense. But I think eventually the God-given talent of Trey Lance, he's big, he's strong, he can run, that talent will take over.
The Eagles aside, the NFC East last year was, I think, to be charitable, an abomination in the eyes of God.
Yeah, I use dreadful. That's kind of an easier word for me to say. Okay. Abomination is a big word.
How much better do you think each team will be based on not only just the law of averages, that you can't be worse than the worst ever, and B, that maybe they've all kind of figured it out and maybe they'll be more representative this year? Yeah, or are they still going to be bad?
I thought that it would be a much more representative division. And I was actually down in Tampa for the Tampa-Dallas game, and I thought Dak Prescott and Dallas offense was sensational last Thursday night. And I think Dallas will be a better team. They're fortified better on defense with their entire draft being dedicated to the defensive side of the football. So I believe they will be better. The Giants were very disappointing. I thought they would, give a better performance against the Denver Broncos. They did not, and Daniel Jones, not a good performance. So you got to wonder what long term there is for him. But I've been a Daniel Jones fan, but he just continues to make dreadful mistakes that hurt his football team at critical times. And Washington, as much has been said now about Ryan Fitzpatrick, losing him, their defense was awful last week, and that was where they were going to hang their hat. That's where they spent their money, their draft choices, and that's where they said, hey, this is where we're going to win games. Well, that didn't happen. They got gutted pretty good by the San Diego Chargers, the L.A. Chargers. I can't get it out of my mind, guys. They should be in San Diego, I guess. But, they got gutted by the Chargers, so you got to wonder where I thought they would make a little bit of a stride forward. They did not.
It's so great to talk to you, Jaws. Thank you so much for being at our disposable. Have a great afternoon and enjoy week two.
Hey, always great to be with you guys. If you want to do a little post game next week, we can do that.
Ooh, little autopsy, taking it all apart. Look at it this way, Jaws. Don't tempt us, because we'll do it.
Let's go for it then.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.